Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, has it for less.
Ready to go on a Thursday night here in Durham, North Carolina. Durham Bulls Athletic Park, the venue for game number 3 of 6 between the Space Cowboys and the Bulls. Let's go ahead and meet your starting lineups tonight, and we'll start with the visiting Space Cowboys. After homering last night, Kennedy Corona moves into the leadoff spot. He is in center this evening. Zach Short, the DH, back second. And Shea Whitcomb is at first tonight, hitting third. The right fielder is Quincy Hamilton. He's in the cleanup spot tonight. Luis Guillorme moves down the lineup to bat fifth. He is at short. Bryce Matthews is at second, batting sixth. In the seventh spot, the switch-hitting left fielder, Tommy Sacco Jr. Colin Price is behind the plate for the first time this season for Sugarland. He'll bat eighth. And in the ninth spot is the third baseman, Jesus Bastidas. On the bump tonight for the Space Cowboys is the left-hander Colton Gordon. As for the Durham Bulls, this is the nine that manager Morgan Insberg has penned this evening. Leading off is the second baseman, Coco Montez. Eloy Jimenez is in right, batting second. Bob Seymour, who had the go-ahead grand slam last night, is once again at first base, batting third. The cleanup spot is the shortstop Carson Williams. Tanner Murray, the DH, bats fifth. And it's Jamie Westbrook at third, hitting sixth. In the seventh spot is the center fielder, Tristan Peters. Kenny Piper is the catcher, batting eighth. And in the ninth spot is the left fielder, Drew Baker. On the bump tonight for the Durham Bulls is the 6-foot, 215-pound left-hander, Ian Seymour, 26 years old, a second-round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in the COVID-shortened 2020 draft out of Virginia Tech. So Kennedy Corona leads it off from the right side for Sugarland. Left-hander Seymour peers in and deals. And the first pitch misses a little in with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. We're off and running at 6:37 this evening here in the Eastern Time Zone. Left-hander Seymour deals home. And Corona swings and misses at a fastball. And so it's even at a ball and a strike now to Corona. It warmed up today, 83 degrees at first pitch under partly cloudy skies here in Durham. Next offer on the way, and a breaking ball changeup misses low. And the count evens up at 2, or goes to 2-1, excuse me, to Corona. Seymour, a lot of moving before he gets into the windup. Here's the 2-1. And a bouncer foul over towards Mickey Storey, manager and third base coach for the Space Cowboys tonight. As always, and it's even at 2-2 now to Corona. Vladimir Sutil, bench coach for the Space Cowboys, over at first base this evening. Sunshine casting out on center field, breaking out from behind the clouds. The infield is completely in the shade. Here's the 2-2. And Corona takes low and outside, a fastball. And we're going to have our first challenge of the night. Remember, we did not have challenges last night because we had a major league rehabber and an umpire behind home plate. And on appeal, that was all the way in the zone, knee high. So Trevor Matthews missed the call. Durham challenges, and that flips it around, and Corona is down on strikes. So one gone, and here's the DH, Zach Short. Seymour brings it home, and Short takes up and in for ball number one. Well, Short 2-for-11 to start the season. Batting average isn't where you want it to be, but he's done a very good job of getting on base. 1-0 delivery. Swung on and fouled back. Short has drawn 8 walks in his first 5 games with the Space Cowboys. He did have his walk streak broken up last night when he went 0-for-3 in the ballgame. 1-1 delivery on the way. And a fastball is up and in, and it's 2-1. Short, 8 walks, tied for the AAA lead in walks this season. The 2-1 is popped up and out of play, foul over on the first base side. It lands on the metal shell that's out in front of us. That covers either side of the grandstand, and the count goes even at 2-2 now to short. Bases empty, one gone, no score, Sugarland and Durham. Left-hander Ian Seymour winds home the 2-2, and short grounds this wide of third and foul. Rest of our three-man umpiring crew tonight, it's Tom Fornarola over at third base. Our crew chief is Tyler Jones, he's at first. Once again, Trevor Matthews is our home plate umpire. Left-hander Seymour digs his toe into the third base side of the slab. Now rocks home another 2-2. And short's out in front as he pops it up. Out into shallow right. Now angling in onto the dirt is Coco Montez. And make the catch right at the edge of the rim between the infield dirt and the outfield grass for out number two. Defensively, this is the way that the Durham Bulls stack up tonight. Kenny Piper is behind the plate. It's Bob Seymour at first. Coco Montez, who made that catch, is at second. Jamie Westbrook at third. And the shortstop is Carson Williams. Into the outfield from left to right after the first offer to Whitcomb. Here it comes from the lefty Seymour. And Shea takes a cutter for a strike inner edge. Drew Baker is in left. Tristan Peters mans center tonight. And Eloy Jimenez is out in right field. The 0-1. Whitcomb whiffs through a changeup. And it's 0-2. Corona struck out looking to start the ball game. Short then popped out to second. Space Cowboys are looking to get their offense rolling. They entered today batting 139 as a team through their first five games. 0-2. Whitcomb checks his swing. Did he hold off? They appeal to first. He did, according to Tyler Jones over at first. And it's 1-2. Now Whitcomb is 3 for his first 20, but he does have a couple of doubles and 2 driven in. The 1-2 delivery. And Whitcomb can check his swing that time. He goes around on an elevated fastball, and Seymour strikes out a couple in a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. It's the Space Cowboys nothing. And the Durham Bulls coming to bat next on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Space Cowboys held off the board in the top of the first inning, so Sugarland will turn to their left-hander, Colton Gordon, to try and keep the Bulls off the board. Gordon, 6'4", 235-pound southpaw, 26 years old, an eighth-round pick by the Astros in 2021 out of the University of Central Florida. He faces off against the only batter who has seen him out of this Durham lineup, and that's the right-handed batting Coco Montez to lead it off. Montez takes, and it's a little inside with the first pitch fastball from Gordon, 1-0. Now Montez is 3-for-3 in his career against Gordon back whenever he was with the Albuquerque Isotopes. 1-0 is a little high. It's 2-0. Montez needs just a single to complete the career cycle against Gordon. He has doubled, tripled, and homered against him. The 2-0. swung on and fouled off the mask of our home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews. And it's 2-1. Now, Montez has not been up to his usual hitting ways early on in the season here with the Durham Bulls. He's just 1 for his first 18 in 4 games. The 1-2 from Gordon. And a breaking ball is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Whitcomb reaching for it, coming over, and it drops right in front of the mound. And Montez gets the single on a pop-up that lands just in front of the front slope. Tough angle there for Whitcomb, who originally had started to move into foul ground, and then he had to cut all the way back into the middle of the field. And ultimately, even though Jesus Bastidas was near that ball, it drops in for a base hit. So Montez is on with an infield single, and it brings up Eloy Jimenez, right-handed batter. Gordon peers over the glove, rocks and deals. And a first pitch is a changeup a little in. Well, Gordon was brilliant in his opening night outing against Oklahoma City. Gave up just that one run on 3 hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 5. Fastball pops in and out of the mid of Price, and it's a little tight. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Jimenez. Only run that scored against Gordon was a solo homer by Dalton Rushing in the 4th inning. Otherwise, pretty much unblemished in that outing. The pitch. And Jimenez way out in front as he whiffs through a changeup. Short lead off of first for Montez. Nobody gone here in a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Gordon bends over, now straightens up, glove over his face as he peers, and deals home, and instead a pickoff throw to first. Little leg lift by Gordon, but a nice whip over to first to hold Montez on the base. Now Jimenez is 7 for his first 20 in 4 games with Durham. He's got a double and 5 runs driven in. 2-1. And Jimenez grounds this up the middle. Knocked down. Guillorme from his knees to second for 1. Relay to first. In time, double play. Brilliantly turned by the Space Cowboys infield. It goes 6-4-3. Guillorme Matthews to Whitcomb. And that eliminates the single from Montez. Gordon last season only got 8 ground ball double plays in his time with Sugarland. Now with 2 gone, it brings up the left-handed batting Bob Seymour, one of just 2 left-handed hitters tonight for Morgan Innsbruck. First pitch fastball is a strike. It's 0-1. First Gordon last season authored one of the better seasons among qualifiers in AAA. Deals home a slider. That's a touch low. It's even at 1-1 now to Seymour. Bases empty, 2 gone. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. And our home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews, stepped out and pointed down towards the Durham bullpen. Don't know quite what the delay was as the 1-1. He's lofted in the air to center. Late break in for Corona. It's going to drop in front of him for a base hit. Full swing by Seymour, but he didn't get the best of a slider that was moving away from him, and Corona made a late break in, and as a result, Seymour collects a base knock. Defensively, here's the Space Cowboys lineup tonight. Colin Price is the catcher, Shea Whitcomb over at first, Bryce Matthews at second, Jesus Bastidas over at third, Luis Guillorme, who started the twin killing, is at short. We'll get the outfield in just a moment. Here's Williams. The first Mitsuma fastball buzzes inside. Tommy Zacco Jr. is in left. Kennedy Corona in center. And Quincy Hamilton out in right. 2 gone with Seymour on first. Left-handed hurling Gordon deals home. And a weave and a miss by Williams. It's even at 1-1. Last season, Gordon was second among qualified pitchers in AAA in whip. He had the 3rd lowest batting average and the 5th best ERA, a 3.94. Next offer on the way, that's up and in with a fastball. The count goes to 2-1 now to Carson Williams, who's 5 for his first 18 in 5 games at AAA. Gordon stares in, gets the sign in his Hat from the pitchcom now delivers. And a breaking ball cuts the outer edge with a slider, and it evens the count up at 2-2 now to Williams. Gordon led the Pacific Coast League in batting average against last year. He held opponents to a 238 batting average against. He also had the lowest whip. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. 2-2 down in the dirt. A nice stop by Price on a slider moving into the right-handed batting Williams. The count has run full. Gordon about to throw his 12th pitch here in this first inning. Was helped by the double play to eliminate the leadoff single by Montez. Infield plays back the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he gets Williams out in front of a slider. Gordon surrenders two hits, but faces one over the minimum in a scoreless last of the first. We head on to the second inning. It's scoreless between Sugarland and Durham on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
No score as we head to the second inning between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Your Sugarland Space Cowboys are celebrating their 2024 AAA National Championship with Championship Weekend presented by Visit Sugarland. Coming up on Friday, April 11th, the first 2,000 fans will receive a replica championship jersey presented by Constellation. Plus, enjoy post-game fireworks. Get your tickets now at slspacecowboys.com. 1-2-3 for Sugarland in the first, so it's the cleanup man Quincy Hamilton in a lefty-lefty matchup against Ian Seymour to start off this second inning. Seymour rocks home, and the first pitch is popped in the air, but that'll be stared at by everybody without moving as it's foul into the first base stands. 0-1. Hamilton 2 for his first 18 this year in 5 games. A couple of RBIs, no extra base hits yet. A run and 3 walks. Seymour the 0-1. And a flinch as Hamilton holds off. It's low. Well, the scouting report on the lefty Seymour. Primarily four-seam fastball and then a changeup. 1-1. Bounces in a cutter, which is another one of his pitches, and it's 2-1. Also throws a sweeper, and every now and then will mix in a curveball. The changeup, though, is the primary plus pitch for the lefty, who got a 45% swing and miss rate on it in 10 outings at AAA last year. The 2-1. And that's taken for a strike changeup that dots the outer half. And the count goes even at 2-2 now to Hamilton. Luis Guillorme and Bryce Matthews set to follow. They're set and the 2-2. And Hamilton, did he get a piece of it? He did not. It is caught by Piper, and it is a strikeout. Third strikeout for Seymour. That was the changeup coming into the left-handed batting, Hamilton. And with one out, it's Luis Guillorme. Well, Seymour has not really encountered any trouble in his time at AAA so far. First offer on the way. Aguiorme smashes this into left center field. That's heading back towards the wall, but a catch is made running on the warning track by Tristan Peters. Sharp contact by Guillorme into the gap right where you'd want to hit it, but Peters was shaded the opposite direction for the left-handed batter. He was able to run it down in front of the manually operated scoreboard that's situated slightly more towards center than where you see it at Constellation Field. And there's two outs in the inning for Bryce Matthews. First pitch to him, and it's a called strike with a fastball. No scores, Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls here on the top of the second inning. Seymour, the 0-1 pitch. And Matthews whiffs and misses for a strike. It is 0-2. For Ian Seymour, tonight is his 14th career AAA start. In his previous 13, he's 6-1 with a 1.83 earned run average. And he has been great over now 70 and two-thirds innings worth of work. 0-2. Matthews takes high with a fastball. The Space Cowboys' first five batters have been retired. Matthews does 2-for-20 to start his season. Here's the 1-2. Another fastball up. Runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Bryce. Of course, Bryce did have the walk-off RBI knock that won the Space Cowboys opening night. 2-2, he takes down low, and the count has gone full. Matthews has also walked a decent amount and has stolen 3 bases, so he's made things happen even without the bat getting him on base yet in terms of hitting. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a heater. So Ian Seymour strikes out a couple in a second consecutive inning of work. We move on to the bottom of the second. No score between Sugarland and Durham. Now this from your local stations.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Scoreless as we start the bottom of the second inning between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. And Colton Gordon comes back out for his second frame of work. He will get Tanner Murray to lead it off, followed by Jamie Westbrook and Tristan Peters, the first offer. And a curveball lands for strike number one to Murray. But Murray is off to the hottest start of any hitter in the International League. That's the league Durham plays in. Fouls this one back. Murray is 11-for-22. We never claim to be great at math in this booth, but that's a .500 batting average, albeit in 5 games. A couple of doubles, a homer, and 5 RBIs for the designated hitter tonight for the Durham Bulls. Gordon, the 0-2. And that is a touch in with a slider, trying to come inside on the front door to the right-handed batter. Now the offer, And this is hit in the air out into right center. Corona, though, looks like he's got space and a couple of strides shy of the warning track. Hauls it in over his left shoulder for out number one.
Third baseman, number two, Jamie Westrup.
Of course, for Colton Gordon last season, he was delayed a little bit with the start of the year because of a shoulder injury, so he didn't join the Space Cowboys until April 30th. But even with missing out on that, because of the way that Gordon pitched, he ended up qualifying in his last outing of the season to be on the leaderboard, as this is fouled back for a strike. There's a certain qualifying threshold, and Gordon, by turning in a quality outing in his last appearance of the season against Sacramento in the regular season, he ended up qualifying for the PCL leaderboard. That was even with missing a month of the year. 0-1. He's taken at the knees. It's 0-2 now to Westbrook. No score. Sugarland and Durham. Bases empty and one gone here in the bottom of the second inning. Gordon last year, 8-2 with a 3.94 ERA and 25 outings for the Space Cowboys. 2-1. Swing and a tipper, and that is actually a 0-2 pitch, so Westbrook strikes out swinging. Fastball outer half, and Gordon overmatched him. Second punch out for Colton. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Tristan Peters. Gordon last year, though, 123 and a third innings. This pitch misses low. And he really turned it on late for Gordon. Five of his last seven regular season outings were quality starts for Sugarland. 1-0 was a little tight with a sinker, and it's two balls and no strikes to Peters. Ended up throwing six or more innings in six of his last eight regular season starts. The 2-0 in there for a strike. It's 2-1. And really, it was tough because for the Space Cowboys last year, their pitcher of the year that they named was a split between A.J. Blueball and Ryan Gusto. As a fastball's in there for a strike, it's even at 2-2. Gordon had every consideration for that award as well, but I think simply because of the fact that Blueball and Gusto were with the team all year, that's why he factored in that way. Pitch is high and away, and the count has run full now to the center fielder, Peters. Infield plays for the left-handed batter to pull. Guillorme made a shortstop and shaded up the middle, only about two steps to the third base side of second. And with his heels right on the edge of the outfield grass, Bastidas, who's at third tonight, he's positioned where you would normally see a shortstop. Whitcomb is way back of the back, but still guarding the line at first. 3-2, strike three called. Knee high, Gordon paints it, and he strikes out a couple in a 1-2-3, last of the second. Two done on this Thursday night in Durham. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Scoreless between Sugarland and Durham as we start the third inning. Take in Space Cowboys games your way with a customizable mini plan. Plans start with as few as three games, starting at $45, with the option to add on additional games. To sign up for a mini plan today, head to slcowboys.com/tickets. Bottom third of the order, two up for Sugarland. Here, Tommy Sacco Jr., switch hitter, will bat right against the lefty Ian Seymour. And the first pitch is fouled back for strike number one. Well, now 26 pitches on the night for Seymour. 15 of them have been for strikes. He has K'd four, three of them swinging and one of them looking. Left-hander deals home the 0-1. Not as high. It's even at a ball and a strike to Sacco. Space Cowboys are in their road gray jersey tops tonight. They have Sugarland and Navy lettering outlined in vice blue across the front of those gray jerseys. Navy numbers on the back. 1-1. High. It's 2-1. Navy sleeves with the mission patch on the left sleeve. And they have on gray pants with orange piping down the side and the Navy caps. The Bulls tonight are in black jerseys in an homage to their parent club, the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-1. High and in. As that goes zipping under the chin of Sacco, it's 3-1. Black jersey tops tonight for Durham, but they have Durham Bulls in a Tampa Bay Devil Rays font and color. 3-1 is hit over towards third and fair and inside of the third base bag. It kicks off of the short wall out and left. It's fielded and the throw to second is not in time to get Sacco. He's able to dodge the tag from Coco Montez. Tommy Sacco Jr., who collected the first hit of last night's game, gets the first hit tonight for Sugarland. It's a double inside of third to lead off this top of the third inning. He got a cutter over the middle of the plate and yanked it just over the third base bag out of the range of Jamie Westbrook. But it kicked off the netting in front of the Durham Bulls bullpen. That's in the field of play down the left field line. And that took a favorable carom back to Drew Baker, who made a strong throw and nearly got Sacco. And now it's Colin Price, and he takes the first pitch curve for a strike. So Sugarland will not be no hit this evening. The Space Cowboys went 11 innings between hits on Tuesday into Wednesday. The 0-1. And Price thought about it, but lays off a changeup. And again, five games is a small sample size. You have to figure that things will get rolling for Sugarland eventually, and hopefully for Sacco, that's a good way to get it going. Left-hander Seymour, belt high set, and the 1-1. And Price is well out in front of a changeup as he swings and misses. Now Price is one for his first 11 in three games with Sugarland, getting his first start behind the plate tonight. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Bulls. Seymour, the 1-2. And he tried to get him to fish after a changeup, but Price doesn't offer. Now for Durham tonight, their jerseys are black, but they have that kind of gradient from blue to green of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays whenever they came into existence on the front, but it says Durham Bulls. Then they have purple letters outlined in white on the back of those black jerseys as Price drives this one to left out towards the wall, but it is caught on the warning track, shy of the wall by Drew Baker, and that is out number one.
Third baseman number two, Jesus Messina.
High changeup that Price went after, and he lines out to left. I'll bring up Jesus Messina. White pants tonight for the Durham Bulls, and then black caps with the DB in the same style as the TB normally for Tampa Bay back in their initial jerseys of the franchise. Jesus Bezidas takes the fastball inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Of course, there was a point in time where the Durham Bulls were an affiliate of the Houston Astros earlier in their history. The set and the offer. And Bezidas, a high pop-up but not very deep out into right. Coming on to get underneath it is Eloy Jimenez, and he makes the catch in straightaway right. That will hold Sacco at second, and there are two gone in the inning. The Bulls were an affiliate of the Colt 45s and the Astros from 1962 until 1966. That was back whenever they were in the High A Carolina League. Back at that time, they played at Durham Athletic Park. Here's Kennedy Corona, top of the order. He swings and fouls the first pitch back for a strike. It's 0-1. Of course, Durham played at Durham Athletic Park from 1962 until 1968 and then returned back to play at DAP, as it was referred to, from 1972 until 1994 when this stadium was built. 0-1, Corona whiffs over a changeup and it's 0-2. Kennedy struck out looking his first time up back in the first inning. Tommy Sacco Jr. at second after his leadoff double. No score between Sugarland and Durham with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Left-hander Ian Seymour readies. And his 0-2 pitch is high and in. Durham moving into this ballpark in 1995, Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The set and the 1-2. Sacco goes for third, and this is bounce third base side glove cleanly on a hop by Westbrook. And he makes an accurate throw to first to retire Corona. Space Cowboys get their first hit of the night, but they strand a man in scoring position. We move on to the bottom of the third inning, and we're scoreless between the Space Cowboys and the Bulls. The Sugarland Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugarland Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugarland, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugarland, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No score between Sugarland and Durham as we start the last of the third inning. Colton Gordon back out for his third frame of work. He gets 8-9-1. Piper, Baker, and Montez, the three due up here in the inning for the Bulls. First pitch on the way, and Piper lifts it back of home and foul for strike number one. Now Gordon has retired the last four in a row. By the way, a housekeeping note that we missed in the first inning. We'll get to that after the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes from Gordon. And that's high. In the first batter was Coco Montez. He popped the ball up on the infield that Shea Whitcomb didn't catch in front of the front slope of the mound. Even though he didn't touch the ball as the 1-1, he is below the knees with a cutter. Even though Whitcomb did not touch the ball, they gave that as an E3. So Montez reached on the error. So Gordon has only given up one hit this evening as the Space Cowboys have now committed an error in three straight games. Offer comes in and a fastball. Nicks the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it runs the count even at 2-2 to Piper. Fifth game that Piper has played in this series. One for his first 12. 2-2. His hit foul over on the third base side. Goes down towards the bullpen that houses Durham's relief pitchers. Again, the bullpens are physically in the field of play. There's a short, two or so foot high brick wall around the outer edges, but then the Bulls bullpen is behind the mound, the pitch. That one is stroked out towards left field. That's going to be off the wall. And Karen back to Sacco. He fields, throws the second. Matthews the tag. He's waiting for him. And out at second is Kenny Piper. Well, for the fact that Tommy Sacco Jr. is playing in left field, for only the fourth time in his career. He played that off the wall perfectly and made an accurate throw to second for Matthews to put the tag on a sliding Piper and cut him down for the out. And for Piper, that's honestly a little bit of bad luck, because we walked around the warning track earlier today and got a look at exactly what the field looks like as Baker takes the first pitch strike. The video board for Durham, new for this year, is in the 30-foot-high left field wall. It is physically embedded in there, the pitch. That's a little low and out with the fastball. It's even at 1-1 to Drew Baker. So as a result, you have this beautiful LED video board, and you can't have baseballs banging up against it, so there's a netting up in front of that video board. Next offer is a hard bouncer, two-hopper out to short, but Guillorme backs up, fields it chest high, and lobs to first in plenty of time to get Baker. Two gone now in the frame as the lineup turns back over to Coco Montez. But the netting that protects that video board out on the left, it doesn't come straight down. Instead, from the top of the wall, it's at an angle, and it's nailed into the warning track at a 45-degree angle. It comes about halfway out onto the warning track. Pitch on the way, and Montez watches this miss low. It's one ball and no strikes. Montez reached on that error his last time up. The pitch is a little low as well. It's 2-0. So as a result, if the ball hits that netting out there in the left, it's going to hit, and then it comes rolling down that net. And I think if it would have hit the netting, then there's a chance that maybe Piper makes it into second. Pitch on the way. And that is outside from Gordon. It's now 3-0 to Montez. The base is empty and 2 gone here in a scoreless bottom of the third inning. Gordon, the 3-0. Right in there for a strike with a fastball. However, on either side of that netting is still just the standard left field wall. And the base hit by Piper took a firm bounce off of it, and he was thrown out at second. As Montez swings, and it's a slow dribbler. Bastidas, bare hands, fires wide, but Whitcomb snares it and tags Montez as he goes by him. An inaccurate throw on a barehanded pick by Bastidas, but a very nice job by Whitcomb to come off of the base and apply the tag. So Gordon gives up a single, but because of the outfield assist, gets the side to go in order in the bottom of the third. We move to the fourth, still scoreless between Sugarland and Durham.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need, from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
No score between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls as we start the fourth inning. It'll be 2-3-4. Short, Whitcomb, and Hamilton do up for the Space Cowboys against the southpaw Ian Seymour out for a fourth inning of work for Durham. Lefty deals home to short, and the right-handed batter takes a changeup that plucks the string at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Short, a pop-out to second his first time up, back in the first inning. Seymour rocks and fires, And an 0-1 misses low that time. Now Seymour now 42 pitches on the night. 24 of them have been for strikes. He's given up one hit, has not walked a batter, and K'd four. The set and the 1-1. And Short tried to check his swing but couldn't lay off on a changeup. He goes around it. It's 1-2 now. Meanwhile, for the lefty, Colton Gordon, he has scattered a couple of hits, has not walked a batter, and struck out three. Seymour, the 1-2 pitch. And Short, did he go around? He did not, on an appeal to first. Well, Seymour is very fidgety out on the mound. Even before he gets into his motion, he has the ball in his glove, he brings it over his head and then back down to his belt, and then he rocks back and forth as he gets the sign. 2-2 is popped up foul. Always kind of moving and swaying and jittering before he works into the windup. Left-hander methodically plants his left foot. Now hands over the head, back down to the belt, and out of the wind deals. And a belt-high fastball called a strike, and Short is going to challenge. He thought that was a little inside. So we're going to look here. Space Cowboys 0 for 3 so far in the challenge department this year, and they are 0 for 4 now as that narrowly clipped the inside edge. So Sugarland loses the challenge, and that's the fifth punch out of the night for Ian Seymour. One gone, and Shea Whitcomb the batter. Seymour, as we said, a second-round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays back in 2020 out of Virginia Tech. Went undrafted when he was coming out of high school in Connecticut as the offer on the way. And Whitcomb takes a changeup for a strike. Shea 0-for-1 this evening. He struck out his first time up back in the first. Now Seymour, though, three pretty good seasons at Virginia Tech and a strong showing in the Cape Cod League. The 0-1. That's a little low. After being drafted, there was no minor league season, but then he was limited and didn't make his debut in the professional ranks until July of 2021. So Whitcomb comes through an elevated cutter. And so it goes to one ball and two strikes to Shea. Now that was because Seymour ended up having flexor soreness in his elbow. The kick on the 1-2. And Whitcomb swings and misses on an elevated fastball. Six strikeout now for Ian Seymour. Two gone in the top of the fourth as Quincy Hamilton will be the batter. But even after Seymour debuted, he seemed to be on a fast track to the big leagues. In 2021, he made 14 appearances. He pitched between three levels. He even made a couple of starts here in Durham after spending most of the year in single-A Charleston. Across three levels, a 1.95 ERA. Here's the first offer. And Hamilton spins back from an inner edge sweeper for ball one. Seymour was then assigned to Double-A Montgomery in 2022 and had the only bad year of his career. Pitch on the way, ground ball foul wide of first. That's even at a ball and a strike now to Hamilton. Well, for Seymour, that's because in five outings, he gave up 15 runs. Pitched to an 8.10 ERA, but he ended up needing Tommy John surgery. And he missed the remainder of 2022. 1-1. Breaking ball, little off the plate. And it's 2-1. But Seymour returned in 2023. Pretty quick turnaround from Tommy John. Made only four appearances down in the Complex League. The rest were in full season affiliates. So fastball misses in. And Hamilton's ahead in the count now, 3-1. Bases empty, two gone. No score between Sugarland and Durham here on the top of the fourth inning in game three of this six-game interleague series between the Bulls and the Space Cowboys. 3-1. Hamilton takes the entire way, and a cutter nicks the outer edge for a strike. And it's full. Now Seymour returned from Tommy John. Made six outings at single A. Pitched to an ERA under two. Here's the payoff. And Hamilton can't check his swing. He goes around, and Ian Seymour strikes out the side. He's got seven punch-outs through his first four frames of work. We head on to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Sugarland and Durham. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We move to the last of the fourth inning here on this Thursday night in Durham. Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. And the Space Cowboys are scoreless with the Bulls. It's the 2-3-4 hitters, Eloy Jimenez, Bob Seymour, and Carson Williams due up. Left-hander Colton Gordon out for his fourth frame of work this evening. First offer to Jimenez. And a fastball misses up and in. So Gordon tonight has given up just two hits and had a man reach on an error. Lefty brings home the 1-0. Little low with the slider. Nice job by Price to try and drag it up to the bottom of the zone, but it missed. Stackhouse had that as a ball, not by very much. And the count is 2-0. Jimenez hit into a 6-4 three-double play his last time up. 2-0 takes up and in, and it's three balls and no strikes now to Eloy Jimenez. Dusk starting to settle in here. Stadium lights taking their effect, glowing up the field here. This ballpark that's celebrating its 30th anniversary, fouled off right side. One of the unique features here is that obviously there's the 30-foot high left field wall, and you can walk on top of that wall. The iconic bull is just inside of the left field foul pole and set back on top of the wall. 3-1 fastball is a called strike, and Jimenez had stepped towards first, and he is going to challenge here. So we're going to look at it here. Durham is 1-for-1 in challenges, and that was outside. So instead of strike two, it is ball four, and that's the first walk that Gordon has issued all season. Leadoff man is on now for Bob Seymour. But then if you continue along the top of that wall, there are office buildings and there is the Tobacco Road Restaurant, which backs up to the ballpark. If you sit outside, you can actually look out and see the game. First offer to Seymour is a strike right at the top of the zone. Seymour with a little flare single into right, his first time up back in the first. The hold and the next offer. And this is hit over to Whitcomb. He spears it and tags out Jimenez. It turns into a double play. Jimenez had taken a lead on contact by Seymour, and he has doubled up. So Gordon gets his second double play of the night, this one on a liner. And with two outs in the bags empty, it's Carson Williams. Kicking the offer from Gordon. And a backdoor breaking ball in there. A curve for a strike. It's 0-1. No score between Sugarland and Durham here in the last of the fourth inning. Gordon, glove over his face. Toes pointed towards first as he waits. Now down to the chest in the 0-1. And he missed low with a slider. Above the Tobacco Road restaurant, though, the building there has four additional stories above it. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it is 1-2 now to Williams, who struck out his first time up. Those must be office buildings. I can't imagine that that's living space. The 1-2 high and in. And on the corner of the building that is closest to the ballpark, they have three different ticker boards that are up there as well on the balcony of each level that display different scores from around the majors. 2-2 misses wide and the count is run full. And also, if you're up there during batting practice, there's more often than not some balls that end up on those patios. But it looks like it's just office space up there on those exterior levels. Full count here to Williams, the payoff from Gordon, and he got him out in front, swinging on a slider, and Colton Gordon collects his fourth punch out of the night, and that sends us to the fifth. Still no score between Sugarland and Durham on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Thursday night in Durham Bulls Athletic Park. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. With the series even at a game apiece, it'll be 5-6-7 Guillaume Matthews and Tommy Sacco Jr. The three scheduled to hit against the left-hander Ian Seymour, who has retired the last six in a row. First off, and Guillaume takes a little in for a ball. As a matter of fact, Seymour has faced one over the minimum in his first four innings of work. 1-0. He's a little in, two balls and no strikes. It's now 58 pitches on the night for Seymour. 33 of them have been in the zone. He has struck out seven and has not walked a batter. The 2-0. And Guillaume, a muscle shot foul over near the tarp on the third base side. Guillaume, a sharp liner his last time up. Out into the left center field gap, but Tristan Peters was shaded that way and ran it down. He's shaded over towards left center again. 2-1. And Guillaume, a ground ball right side and through. Base hit for Luis Guillaume. So after Guillaume was held hitless last night for the first time all season, splits one in between Seymour and Montez. Seymour went to go cover first base and no chance for Montez to get to that ball through the right side. Space Cowboys have matched their hit total from each of the last two nights. And here is Bryce Matthews with the leadoff man on base. Space Cowboys were unable to do anything with the leadoff man on back in the third. Matthews fouls this first pitch back for a strike. Meanwhile, for Colton Gordon, he has not had a runner get into scoring position tonight. Best attempt was whenever Kenny Piper hit a ball off the left field wall, but he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. Here's the 0-1, and Matthews lines it foul just about 3 feet on the wrong side of the chalk down the left field line. And Matthews finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Left the bat firm, 1-0-1 on the exit velocity for Matthews. Rice, a strikeout victim back in the second. Not a very big leadoff of first for Guillorme. Infield plays for Matthews to pull. 0-2. Down in the dirt. Changeup spiked in about 2 feet shy of home. Baker is pretty much all the way back, only a few strides in front of the warning track and left, and he swung around a little bit closer to the line than the gap. Seymour, the 1-2. The fastball buzzes above the letters and a little in to Matthews. Last bit of daylight is leaving as we pass 7:30 here, the Eastern time zone in Durham. And Seymour will step off the backside of the mound and go to the rosin bag. It feels nice this evening. It did get warm and sticky throughout the course of the day today. Also was very windy earlier. Breeze has died down. 2-2, and Matthews flies this one into right center. Long run back for Peters and Jimenez. It drops between them. And that's going to let Guillorme come around third. Here he comes to the plate. The throw is late. And in standing up over at third with an RBI triple is Bryce Matthews, his first three-bagger of the year. And the Space Cowboys have cracked the scoring. It's 1-0 here in the fifth inning. Long run over for both Peters and Jimenez. Since Peters was shaded towards left with a right-handed batter, and it turns in to an RBI triple for Matthews as Guillorme got a great read on it and scores from first. Infield now draws in the pitch to Sacco. And Tommy swings and misses at a strike. It is 0-1. So Matthews picks up his second RBI of the season and his first extra base hit. Seymour brings home the 0-1. Sacco, another swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-2. But a good job by Bryce after he'd fallen behind in the count to get it even and then drive a ball out towards the right field wall. 1-0 Sugarland here in the top of the fifth inning. Left-hander Seymour, belt high set, and here's the 0-2. And Sacco strikes out swinging. Fastball at the top of the zone. That's the eighth punch out of the night for Seymour. Just the first out of the inning, though, and it brings up Colin Price. And again, with Matthews at third, very good speed. All you need to do is really just get the ball into the outfield and give Matthews a chance to tag up and maybe even score on a sac fly. First pitch on the way to Price. A cut and a miss at a fastball for strike one. Well, Price, the last time up, he lined out to deep left. Same kind of a ball would drive in the second run of the game for Sugarland, who's taken a 1-0 lead. The kick in the 0-1. Down to a knee as he swings through a curveball, and it's 0-2 now to Price. Seymour dangling his left arm, having to work out of the stretch for only the second time tonight. Here's the 0-2. Down in the dirt and blocked, and a nice job by Piper to keep it in front of him, even though it goes trickling up the first base line, not far enough for Matthews to come in and score. Space Cowboys got a leadoff single by Luis Guillorme, and then a triple by Bryce Matthews to score the first runs of this game. Threatening for more as the set and the 1-2 fouled straight back by Price. Jesus Bastidas is waiting on deck for Sugarland. Only one out in the inning, so a run could score without the aid of a hit. Infield stays drawn in. Pretty much everybody at the cut of the infield grass. Seymour the 1-2. And Price spikes another one back to the netting, foul. So he'll stay alive at 1-2. Center fielder Peters is relatively deep. Right fielder Jimenez is in a step or two as the bullpen starts stirring a little bit for Durham. The 1-2, and Price out in front on a changeup. Swings and misses. It's the ninth strikeout for Seymour. A couple of unproductive outs for the Space Cowboys, and now it'll fall to Jesus Bastidas to try and drive in Bryce Matthews from third. Bastidas, 0-for-1 today, popped out to right, and swings and misses here for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Space Cowboys have taken the lead, but now Sherland is looking to put up a crooked number. Space Cowboys have only scored more than 2 runs in 1 game this season. That was their opener against Oklahoma City. 0-1. Bastidas is hit by the pitch. Fastball up and in, and Jesus has to go off of his leading arm. So he is on, and that'll turn the lineup back over to Kennedy Corona.
Center fielder number 7, Kennedy Corona.
So great opportunity here for the Space Cowboys. Now with Bastidas at first and pretty good speed. As they've also run up the pitch count now for Ian Seymour. This is about to be his 81st pitch of the night. And a pickoff throw over to first, and Bastidas scampers back standing up. I don't know if Seymour was ready for that throw, though, as it was just kind of a little lob. And now the bullpen will get going in earnest for Durham, as they have a right-hander who has started throwing the pitch high and into Corona. It looks like Garrett Acton, the right-hander, has started getting loose for Durham. Man on the edges, 2 gone. Space Cowboys leading 1-0 here in the top of the 5th. Seymour the 1-0. And Corona swings over a changeup for a strike. Corona hit a ground out to third to end the third inning. He went down looking back in the first. But Corona has been good for Sugarland, though, early on in the season. Homered in last night's game. There goes Bastidas. It's down in the dirt, and no opportunity for a throw from Piper as Bastidas is in with his second steal of the season. So that also eliminates the force at second. And now, if Corona can get something into the outfield, you have the chance to maybe score 2 here. Count leverage as well for the right-handed batter as the 2-1 from the lefty Seymour. High, 3 balls and 1 strike. And Zach Short waiting on deck. Possible that this is going to be the last man that Seymour is going to face. He's about to throw his 84th pitch. The 3-1. Swing and a miss on a cutter, and it's gone full now to Corona. Matthews at third, Bastidas at second. 2 gone here in the top of the 5th. Space Cowboys with a 1-0 lead on the triple by Matthews. Few low swings for Corona. Now he brings the 2-tone bat up to his right shoulder. Waggles it as he waits. And the payoff pitch. He is on the inner edge. Strike 3 called. He throws him with a changeup. Corona stepped towards the dugout, turned around, and asked a challenge. It's a good thing he didn't. It would have been strike 3 anyway. 10 strikeouts tonight for Ian Seymour. However, the Space Cowboys get on the board thanks to 2 hits in the inning, including the RBI triple by Bryce Matthews. We're halfway home. It's the Space Cowboys 1 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys have the first run of the game, 1-0 Sugarland as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Tanner Murray, Jamie Westbrook, and Tristan Peters against the lefty Colton Gordon. First offer on the way, and Gordon deals him a curveball for a called strike. Luis Guillorme singled, and then Bryce Matthews tripled to give Sugarland a 1-0 lead in the top of this fifth inning. Next offer, and that is popped up. Out into shallow right, Hamilton coming on. He will call off Matthews, who would have been there. But instead, it is caught out and right for out number one.
Third baseman number two for Jamie Westbrook.
That brings up Jamie Westbrook. So Gordon tonight hasn't had a man reach scoring position against him. He's gotten a couple of double play balls and got an outfield assist from Tommy Sacco Jr. to throw out Kenny Piper trying to stretch a single off the wall into a double. First offer to Westbrook. And he takes at the bottom of the zone a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Now Gordon has also gotten some really good defense behind him as well tonight. One strike pitch. Breaking ball, inner edge curve for a strike. It's 0-2. Lefty has been efficient. The 0-2 offer is hit over towards first and snagged by Whitcomb on a slight bunny hop off his left shoulder. A little bit of a bark from Gordon. I don't think he was happy with where he left that pitch. A fastball that got left over the heart of the plate, but Westbrook slams it into the glove of Whitcomb for an out. And with two gone, it's Tristan Peters. First pitch comes home from Gordon, and that's a slow tapper. Gordon comes off the mound, picks it cleanly, underhands to Whitcomb, who gets to first, and Colton Gordon needs a grand total of six pitches to throw a shutdown bottom of the fifth. We go on to the sixth. It's the Space Cowboys 1 and the Durham Bulls 0. And Sugarland Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
One nothing Space Cowboys leading over Durham as we start the sixth inning. A reminder to be one of the first 2,000 fans coming up next Saturday, April 12th, and receive a replica AAA championship ring presented by Visit Sugarland as the Space Cowboys take on Albuquerque. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Secure your spot now at slspacecowboys.com. One of three ring giveaways the Space Cowboys will be doing this season. So if you want your replica AAA National Champions ring, be sure to be at Constellation Field early next Saturday. New hurler is the right-hander Garrett Acton for Durham. Zach Short leads it off for Sugarland in the first pitch to him. And Short takes up and in. Pass ball at 93 for ball number one. So the Space Cowboys knock Ian Seymour out of the game in a long fifth inning. The hold and the pitch. And Short takes a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Seymour ended up throwing 29 pitches in the top of the fifth inning. Gave up the single and the triple. Struck out the other three and hit a batter. 1-1. And Short thought about it, but lays off. The count goes to two balls and a strike now to the DH for the Space Cowboys. And so Seymour, his final line, five innings, one run on three hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts on 85 pitches. 2-1, not even close. And it goes to 3-1 now. Well, Acton, the 6'2", 215-pound right-hander, 26 years old. He was originally a 35th-round pick by the White Sox back in 2016. 3-1 dealing. And Short up the chimney, back of home. Piper looking and in the stands. Made his major league debut back in 2023 with the Athletics when he appeared in six games with Oakland in relief. Ended up getting released in July after he had been placed on the IL in June of 2023. By the A's. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the bottom of the zone at 94. So the 11th strikeout of the night for Durham pitching. And there's one gone. Acton then signed a minor league deal and did not pitch in 2024 with the Rays. This is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. And Whitcomb looked like he wanted to challenge, but he waited too long. Chris ended up missing all of 2024 while he was recovering from Tommy John surgery. Acton the 0-1. And Whitcomb waves through a slider. It's 0-2. O'Shea is 0-2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Luis Guillorme and Jesus Bastidas are the only Space Cowboys batters that have not struck out tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Low and away, fastball at 95. Then it goes to 2-1. The hold and the offer. And that one is hit in the air pretty well out towards left, carrying out to the wall, and this is up and gone. First home run of the year for Shea Whitcomb. He goes down and golfs a slider over the left field wall, and it is 2-0 Space Cowboys. A slider that was at the bottom of the zone and towards the outer half, and Whitcomb just got the barrel on it. Launches it into left field for his first homer of the year. The Space Cowboys add on to their advantage. 388 feet onto the roof of Tobacco Road out on the left for Whitcomb. And now it's Quincy Hamilton. First pitch to him. And Quincy swings and misses for a strike. It's 0-1. So the Space Cowboys getting extra base hits and coming away with a couple of runs so far. The hold and the 0-1. Down in the dirt, it's 1-1. By the way, Space Cowboys do have some right-handed action in their pen as Jaden Murray has gotten up and started throwing, so we'll see if Gordon might be done After five innings, he is only at 61 pitches right now. Right-hander Acton, here's the 1-1. Strike at the top of the zone. And now Quincy Hamilton is going to challenge whether that pitch was a strike, and it was, right on the top corner. Space Cowboys lose both of their challenges tonight, and Sugarland is 0-5 in the challenge department to start the year. So it's 1-2 now to Hamilton. Can't really fault Quincy. About half of that baseball was in the zone on the very top corner. Certainly a strike, but right on the edge. Acton Seltz belt high. And the 1-2 home. And that is ripped down the right field line, but foul and into the net. And Murray looks like he is ready, as he is on the mound, but he's not really throwing right now. Then again, there is also only one out in the inning. And there's a probability that maybe they bring Murray in a little bit later in the frame in the next inning. 1-2. Down in the dirt around the feet of Hamilton. There's a 1-2. Well, the news for the Astros today, as it was announced that Cooper Hummel has cleared waivers and elected free agency. So Hummel will now test the free agent waters to see what is next for him in his baseball career. The hold on the 2-2. Hamilton flinches. Did he go around? Appeal to a third base umpire, Tom Fornarola, and he says no swing. So it's gone full now to Hamilton. There is an outside chance that Hummel ends up signing a minor league deal with the Astros. But you have to imagine that for a guy who has not hit free agency in his career, this will be a first opportunity for him to see what he can get. 3-2, bounced foul. First base side. Vladimir Sutil picks it nicely on a running hop. Sudi, a former great infielder in his day. One out and the base is empty. And the payoff again. And Hamilton takes strike three called. Fastball at 94 at the knees. Second strikeout for Acton. That's the 12th time Sugarland has struck out tonight. Perfectly placed by Acton. And it brings up Luis Guillorme. Space Cowboys with a 2-0 advantage, thanks to the RBI triple by Bryce Matthews and a solo homer by Shea Whitcomb here in this inning. Yorme takes a cut and misses at a fastball. It's 0-1. Yorme singled to get on in front of Matthews and set up that triple that scored a run. Next offering, Yorme watches as a fastball misses downstairs. Evens up at 1-1. Beltai hold. And the 1-1 delivery from Acton. And Yorme fouls it back. Of course, the Astros also announcing today that Luis Garcia went and got a second opinion on his right elbow. Upon an MRI, it was revealed that he has inflammation, so he is shut down from throwing and will be reevaluated in the next 4 weeks. The 1-2, high and away. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Guillorme. Base is empty with two gone. And here's the 2-2. Guillorme lofts it. That'll get down to the Mezcalito restaurant down the left field line. And the count stays even at 2-2. Lance McCullers Jr., though, continues his progression. He's not going to come to Durham with us. Instead, Joe Espada announced he will start on Saturday for the Corpus Christi Hooks in Frisco. 2-2, and Guillorme strikes out swinging on a slider. So Acton strikes out the side, but Shea Whitcomb knocks a solo homer and adds on to Sugarland's lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's now the Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls, nothing. Now this from your local stations.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two nothing Space Cowboys as we start in the bottom of the sixth inning. Colton Gordon is back out and he gets a swinging strike from Kenny Piper to begin the bottom of the sixth. It is 0-1. So Gordon now at 62 pitches on the night, 37 for strikes. This is cut on and missed, and it is 0-2 now to Piper. Gordon has been brilliant tonight. He has struck out four and scattered a couple of hits and walked just one. He's gotten a couple of double plays behind him as well. As Piper called time to reset. The 0-2 pitch. Top zone missed, and it's 1-2 now to Piper. Piper, Baker, and Montez, the three scheduled to bat in this inning. The 1-2 popped in the air, playable out into left. Sacco coming racing on. He's got time to camp underneath it and make a one-handed catch above his head for out number one.
Left fielder, number 9, Drew Baker.
Space Cowboys got on the board in the fifth thanks to an RBI triple by Bryce Matthews. A homer by Shea Whitcomb in the top of this inning extended their lead to 2. First offer fastball darts inside to Drew Baker for ball 1 from the lefty Colton Gordon. Gordon glove over his face and the 1-0 pitch. That finds the inner edge strike. Space Cowboys are out of challenges. They went 0-2 tonight. Durham has won both of their challenges that they've used so far, so they still have two left. 1-1. Fouled off. A slider at the bottom of the zone. It goes to 1-2. The send of the pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Appeal to first base umpire Tyler Jones. Next offer. And that's a little wide with a slider. So the count has gone full now to Baker. Baker 0-1. He grounded out up the middle. And the shortstop Guillorme is last time up. That was back in the third. Gordon, the payoff delivery, and that is high for ball 4. He missed with a fastball. Second walk of the night for Gordon. Lucky Story near the top step, and he is going to emerge. It looks like that's going to be the end of the night for Colton Gordon. He's not going to want to see his skipper and hand the ball off, but looks like that's going to be it as Mickey Story makes the call to the bullpen before he even gets to the mound. A 5 1/3 brilliant innings tonight from Colton Gordon. He leaves with a man on and leaves with a 2-0 advantage. Introduce you to the new hurler on the other side on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys here in the top or in the bottom of the sixth inning as they lead the Durham Bulls 2-0. And on comes the one-time Durham Bull. Literally one time. It's Jaden Murray. He gets the top of the order. Coco Montez with Drew Baker on first with one out here in the sixth. Murray rocks home. And a bouncing ball up the middle. Fielded by Matthews. Underhanded Guillorme charging over the back on to first. In time double play. Jaden Murray comes on. He needs one pitch to get two outs. 4-6-3, and that moves us on to the seventh. It's the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Two nothing in favor of Sugarland as we move on to the top of the seventh inning on a Thursday night at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And a new hurler is on for the Durham Bulls as they'll turn to the right-hander Joey Gerber. Gerber will get Matthews, Sacco, and Price. Space Cowboys a run in each of their last two innings. First offer, and Matthews is hit by the pitch. Fastball that came in and got him. So Bryce is hit, and he's on now with nobody out. And Tommy Sacco Jr. coming to bat. Space Cowboys still have just four hits in the ballgame tonight, but they have swung the bat better and have come away with three extra base hits. As a matter of fact, Sugarland is hit for the cycle tonight. They've singled, doubled, tripled, and homered. Those are their four hits. The pitch Sacco takes down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Tommy had the double back in the third. It was the first hit of the ball game for Sugarland. Ended up getting left stranded at second. A Luis Guillorme single proceeded the triple by Bryce Matthews that drove in the first run of the game. That pitch is in there for a strike, and it's even out 1-1 now to Sacco. Switch hitter bats left for the first time tonight. After his first two times up were against the lefty Ian Seymour. Change up fades low, and it's 2-1 now to Sacco. We'll see if Matthews is off and running here. Bryce is a perfect 3-for-3 in steals this year. Decent lead off the bag and the 2-1. And Sacco fouls it back. It's 2-2. Right now I think that both Bryce and Vladimir Sutil, the first base coach, who comes over and puts a hand on the lower back of Matthews as he whispers something in his right ear, probably timing up the delivery of Gerber, the 6'4", 212-pound right-hander, 27 years old. Ball below the small of his back. Now Gerber brings it into the glove. And the 2-2. And Sacco swipes and misses. It's another strikeout for the Space Cowboys. That's the 14th strikeout of the night for Sugarland batters. One gone and Colin Price, the batter. Gerber from Maple Grove, Minnesota. He was an eighth-round pick by the Mariners in 2018 out of Illinois. Climbed through the Mariners system as there goes Matthews, and he goes sliding in to second underneath the tag by Montez, and Bryce Matthews gets his fourth steal of the year. He's 4-for-4. And he's in scoring position now on ball one to Colin Price. It was a great pitch to run on for Matthews after he had patiently bided his time. And now he is in scoring position for Price. The kick in the offer. And that's a strike. Matthews took a big lead off of second there. But heads back in. And I think he's upset with himself because if he would have just committed, he might have just stolen third base. Look back to second now. And the 1-1. And that is ripped out into center field. Long run back. And that is over the head of the center fielder, Peters. That's going to easily score Matthews from second. And into second with an RBI double is Colin Price. It's his second two-bagger at AAA. And it's the first RBI for him as a Space Cowboy. And Sugarland has built the picket fence. They lead it 3-0 here in the seventh. Really solid single that time by Price off of the right center field wall. As he comes away with a base knock, another extra base hit for Sugarland, and they convert the hit by pitch into a run. So now it's the nine-hole hitter, Jesus Bastidas. And first offer to him, and Jesus pops it up. Left side of the diamond, who's got it, calling for it is the shortstop, Carson Williams. And in the base path, halfway between second and third, he'll squeeze it for out number two.
Center fielder number seven, Kennedy Corona.
Turn the lineup back over to Kennedy Corona. Space Cowboys are running the fifth on the RBI triple by Bryce Matthews. A run in the sixth on the solo homer by Shea Whitcomb. And now a run here in the seventh on the RBI double by Colin Price. The pitch to Corona. He takes a called strikeout or half. It's 0-1. By the way, for Colin Price, that double, he hit it 107.8 miles an hour. 0-1. Low and away. A nice job to spear it by Piper and keep it in front of him. And the count is 1-2 now. Or excuse me, 1-1 to Corona, who's 0-for-3 today with a couple of strikeouts looking and a ground out. The pitch down in the dirt. Price is taking a pretty big lead off of second. You can understand why the slider from right-hander Gerber is missing low and out. And if Piper's not able to get a hand on it, Price will easily head down to third. Right-hander Gerber, here's the 2-1 pitch. Inner edge missed with a fastball. Second appearance of the year for Gerber. As he was lit up in his only other outing on Sunday. He sees inside and Corona works the free pass. So Kennedy Corona walks. Space Cowboys have two men on with two outs for Zach Short. It's the first walk of the night for Sugarland. Romona has now reached safely in his last four games, including tonight. So now it's Zach Short with two men on. Infield plays back, and the pitch to him is skied in the air to right. Coming on is Jimenez. At an easy gate, he looks like he's got it. And a one-handed squeeze he does. Last out here in the top of the seventh. Space Cowboys, though, get a run on a hit and strand two. And it is seventh inning stretch time here in Durham. It's the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 3 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Space Cowboys have gotten a run in each of the last three innings, so as we start the bottom of the seventh, it's Sugarland 3 and Durham nothing. It'll be 2-3-4. Jimenez, Seymour, and Williams do up against the right-hander Jaden Murray, who came on in the bottom of the sixth inning with a man on first and one out and threw one pitch to get a 4-6-3 double play, and strand his inherited runner from Colton Gordon. First offer to Jimenez. And a fastball misses low for ball number one. So we can close the book tonight on Colton Gordon. He goes 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. And Jimenez swings and misses over an inner edge fastball at 93. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Jimenez walked his last time up in the fourth and hit into a double play back in the first. Walk was the first free pass of the year for Jimenez, the 1-1. A little low and outside with the changeup. It's 2-1 now. We were saying it before Murray threw his singular pitch back in the sixth. He did make one appearance with Durham in his career. Deals home a slider belt high. And so the count goes even at 2-2 now to Jimenez. His lone trip to AAA in his time with Tampa Bay came back in 2022, right before he got traded to the Astros. And it came on July 16th. The 2-2 delivery. Grounded out towards the second base side. Collected by Matthews. Has plenty of time to lob to first. And Jimenez is retired for out number one. Murray came up from AA Montgomery and made one appearance for the Bulls. However, he never pitched in this ballpark. It was a start that he made on July 16th at Gwinnett's. Of course, it was a memorable debut for him at AAA because he threw an immaculate inning in the second inning of that game. First offer, and Seymour violently swings through a fastball for strike number one. But of course, Jaden would end up getting traded to the Astros at the deadline, and so he never had another chance to pitch for Durham. 0-1 is fouled back, and it's quickly 0-2 to Bob Seymour, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Singled on a lob shot into right back in the first, And he lined into a double play at first. He had a rocket right to Shane Whitcomb, but it was behind Eloy Jimenez who got doubled up. The 0-2. Grounder. Murray's got it on one hop. Easy jog towards first. Double clutches to make sure Whitcomb is there and still has time to underhand it to him. 1-3 on the bounce out. Two gone as Carson Williams will come to bat. Well, the Space Cowboys this year are filled with all kinds of different potential in terms of the arms that they have. Stare in and the offer on the way to Williams. And a whiff and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-1. Of course, you take a look at Tyler Ivey, who started last night's game, a former top 10 prospect in the Astros org who's back after being retired for several years. The 0-1. Nearly clipped him on the inner edge, but a sweeper misses inside. It's 1-1. You have the relatively known commodities of A.J. Blueball and Colton Gordon. Gordon, who started tonight and is on the 40-man roster, and then Blueball, who you feel like is that next guy behind him as a top 15 prospect. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. But then there's a pitcher like Murray, who, remember, when he was throwing for Sugarland a couple of years back as the 1-2, he's fouled straight back, and Williams stays alive at 1-2. Before he got injured in 2022, Dana Brown name-dropped Jaden Murray as a pitcher who could have potentially contributed to the Astros in 2023. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him, sweeper, and Murray retires the side in order in the bottom of the seventh. We move on to the eighth inning. The Space Cowboys carry a 3-0 advantage over the Bulls on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Start of the eighth inning, Space Cowboys leading Durham 3-0. It'll be 3-4-5, Whitcomb, Hamilton, and Guillorme due up for Sugarland against the right-hander Joey Gerber, who is out for a second frame of work tonight. First pitch, and Whitcomb takes a strike, inner edge. It's 0-1. Whitcomb hit his first home run of the season, and last time up in the sixth. Space Cowboys have gotten singular runs in each of the last three innings. Whitcomb takes up and in. It's one ball and one strike. Whitcomb hit it over what's referred to here as the Blue Monster out in the left field area, left field wall here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. 1-1 up around his chin, and it's 2-1 now to Shea. Bryce Matthews with an RBI triple in the fifth, and then Colin Price with an RBI double in the seventh. The pitch. Another one that's up and in, and so it's gone to 3-1 now to Whitcomb. Meanwhile, Colton Gordon scoreless across 5 1/3 good innings tonight. Jaden Murray is coming. I'm going an inning and 2/3 scoreless as Whitcomb cranks it deep to left field, out towards the wall, and it is gone. Another multi-homer game for Shea Whitcomb. He absolutely demolished that one. And the Space Cowboys have made it 4-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. Jay Whitcomb getting on a heater as he crushes another home run. And the Space Cowboys add on to make it 4-0. So now it's Quincy Hamilton in the pitch. He is on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. For Whitcomb, that is now his ninth career multi-homer game. We're sending the offer. And Hamilton tries to check his swing and takes a called strike on the outer edge. And it's quickly 0-2 to Quincy. That's the thing that's hard to believe with Whitcomb last season, is that even though he put together a remarkable campaign in which he had 25 home runs last year, he only had one multi-homer game. The 0-2. Hamilton down on strikes. Got him swinging.
Shortstop number 6, Luis Diorman.
So now it's Luis Guillorme. Pitch on the way. And that is taken a little low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. The last multi-homer game for Shea came back in Albuquerque on May 14th of last year. Pitch was a strike to Guillorme. It's 1-1. Guillorme, a single, a strikeout, a lineout, and a run scored tonight. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off. And it's 1-2 now to Guillorme. And for Shea, that is his fourth career multi-homer game with the Space Cowboys. Where Shea homered in his first ever game with Sugar Land back in 2023. This is taken inside. And it goes to 2-2. Belt high hold by the righty Gerber. And the pitch is high. And the count has gone full. And with that, Durham has gotten a right-hander up and warming in their bullpen. Space Cowboys, they've got the right-hander Nick Hernandez throwing for them. The 1-2 to Guillorme, fouled straight back. And I'll see him 1-2. Looks like Michael Flynn, the right-hander, is getting warm out in the pen for the Bulls. Guillorme waits 3-2. Another spike back to the netting foul. And I'll stay at 3-2. Bryce Matthews waiting on deck. 4-0, Space Cowboys leading it over Durham here in the top of the eighth inning. The payoff. Foul back again. Guillorme putting together a pesky at bat. He's about to see the ninth offering of this AB against Gerber, who's now north of 30 pitches. Right-hander Gerber readies just above the belt. And another 3-2. And Guillorme straightens this one out, hits it into the gap, and a diving catch is made in left field by Drew Baker as he loses the hat. Guillorme can't believe it. A sinking liner out into shallow left, and Baker, at a full Superman dive, takes away a knock from the Space Cowboys shortstop. That is an incredible diving catch by Baker. And Guillorme is robbed once again. Two gone now, and Matthews the batter, and he swings and fouls the first one back for strike number one. We have to give this credit. Durham has played pretty good defense in this series, and they've gotten some exceptional plays specifically in the outfield. Reinhander Gerber. Reddy's with the bases empty and two outs, the 0-1. Matthews watches as a slider misses low and out. Well, Bryce stole his fourth base of the season when he reached on a hit-by-pitch his last time up an inning ago and then scored from second on the double by Colin Price. The pitch. Whiff and a miss on a slider, and it's 1-2. And Whitcomb with a solo homer to lead off this eighth, his second homer of the ballgame. As Gerber will watch as Matthews calls time, he goes and takes the rosin bag, drops it down on the back slope, and reclimbs the top of the hill. Right-hander's 1-2. Matthews takes a fastball up and in. And for Gerber, he's got the white pants rolled up knee high. Long black socks on to match the black jersey tops tonight for the Durham Bulls. Payoff pitch. Matthews takes strike three called. 94, a fastball on the outer edge. But Shea Whitcomb collects his second homer of the night to add on to the Space Cowboys' advantage. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Sugarland 4 and Durham nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Start of the bottom of the eighth inning. Space Cowboys 4-0 leaders over the Durham Bulls. New hurler in for Sugarland. They'll bring in the right-hander Nick Hernandez. He'll get Tanner Murray, the DH, to lead it off. Hernandez brings it home, and the first pitch is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Space Cowboys have scored a singular run in each of the last four innings. A Bryce Matthews triple, a Shea Whitcomb homer, a Colin Price double, and a Shea Whitcomb homer. The 0-1. Down in the dirt with a slider. Now it's one ball and one strike down to Murray, who's 0-2 tonight with a sharp line out to right and a fly out to right. Third appearance of the season for Hernandez. He pitched on Friday and Sunday against OKC. A 1-1 pitch. Slider top of the zone miss. It's 2-1 now to Murray. Nick, his last time out on Sunday against Oklahoma City, gave up a hit and a walk, but struck out one in a scoreless inning against the Comets. 2-1 delivery. Cued off the end of the bat, foul. So it'll go even at 2-2 now to Murray. Four runs on six hits and an error for Sugarland. No runs on two hits and no errors for Durham. Hernandez, the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Elevated a fastball there. And it'll stay at two balls and two strikes now. Infield plays back. Whitcomb is about 25 feet off of first with a right-handed batter and playing a few paces back of the bat. Hernandez from the third base side of the rubber comes downhill with a 2-2. And he gets him out in front of a slider. Strikeout number one of the night for Nick Hernandez. And that strikeout is brought to you by Now and Forever. Fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. So one gone, and here is Jamie Westbrook. Hernandez deals. And a fastball is popped up back of home and foul for strike one. Let's go ahead and check the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. We'll look back at the scores from last night in the Pacific Coast League. That's because we're out in front of most of the games. Everything else is only in the second inning tonight. Now, last night, Round Rock getting a walk-off to beat Toledo. The hold on the 0-1. He's lined out towards right field. Hamilton coming on and out of sprint. Makes a shoulder-high catch for out number two. Well, Jamie Westbrook has hit the ball hard a couple of times tonight, but that has been the end result both times. And with two outs now, it brings up Tristan Peters. Blaine Krim hit a walk-off three-run homer to give Round Rock a 5-2 win over Toledo in nine innings. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City improved to 4-1 with a 9-4 win over El Paso. First offer, strike of the knees to Peters, it's 0-1. After Albuquerque had lost their home opener back on Tuesday night, 15-1 against Salt Lake, they turned it around on the Bees last night, 0-1. Peters way out in front of a slider that was down near the plate, and it's 0-2. Now, Albuquerque getting a 17-2 win over Salt Lake last night. Space Cowboys leading this one 4-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bases empty, two gone. Hernandez the 0-2. And Peters barely clips a piece of this to stay alive. Meanwhile, the Tacoma Rainiers beat the Reno Aces 5-1 last night at Greater Nevada Field, and the Las Vegas Aviators improved to 4-1 with a 6-3 win over the Sacramento Rivercats. Another 0-2. Peters strikes out swinging, and Nick Hernandez sits the side down in order, striking out a pair in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Space Cowboys leading it over Durham 4-0 on the Circle Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Four nothing, Space Cowboys leaning it over Durham as we start the top of the ninth inning. Every Wednesday is once again Dollar Hot Dog Night, presented by Texas Chili Company, with $1 hot dogs all night at Constellation Field. It's also Goodwill Wednesday, and select Wednesdays are Wagon Wednesday, presented by Hollywood Feed. For full details on promotions, visit slspacecowboys.com. Tommy Sacco Jr. will lead it off here in the top of the ninth inning for Sugarland. And a face-off against the right-hander Michael Flynn. First offer to him. And Flynn has it go bouncing off of him on one hop. Coming on Westbrook Field. Shot puts to first. Not in time. Sacco is safe as Flynn comes away shaking his right arm. The right-hander with his body coming across finished that way. And then the ball bounced up on one hop and went off of his throwing arm. So they'll come out and take a look at him as Tommy Sacco Jr. collects his second hit of the night. It's a single to go along with a double. And the athletic trainer, Tsutsumo Kamaya, will come out to have a look and see if Flynn is all right. A couple of shakes of the arm for Flynn. Morgan Insberg, the third-year or second-year manager, is also out there. And so we'll see Flynn throw a warm-up toss or two, make sure that he's still got good enough feeling in that arm. And the pitch was high. Yeah, I think that that's going to be it for Flynn. So Flynn obviously feeling the ill effects of that ball bouncing off of his arm. So now the Bulls are going to have to make a pitching change and bring in another right-hander or bring in another pitcher cold off the bench. They don't have anyone warming right now, so they're going to just have to fully bring someone in to get loosened up and get warm out on the field. So with that, we'll go ahead and step aside for an extended change here as Durham tries to figure out who's going to throw for them here in this top of the ninth inning. Space Cowboys have a man on with nobody out. We step aside. We'll tell you about the new pitcher coming up on the other side on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas-quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Durham first forced to make a pitching change after Michael Flynn was hit on a comebacker. And so they'll bring in the right-hander, Jonathan Hernandez, who threw a couple of nights ago and is forced into action with a man on and only one out here in this inning. Today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist Primary Care Group. Your health and wellness checkups are important. Houston Methodist Primary Care Group has you covered with more than 40 convenient locations across the greater Houston area. Video visits are available, along with same-day visits when you're sick. For more information on primary care or to schedule an appointment, visit HoustonMethodist.org/PCG. Houston Methodist is the official healthcare provider of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. Well, because of the fact that this is a pitching change due to injury, Hernandez has however much time he wants to get loosened up there. This is the one instance now, I believe, in essentially all of baseball that there is no clock involved. Because of an injury, Hernandez is allowed as many warm-up pitches as he wants and however long he wants to get ready. Space Cowboys have their 4-0 advantage after scoring a run in each of the last four frames. They started the scoring in the fifth thanks to a single by Luis Guillorme and an RBI triple by Bryce Matthews. Shea Whitcomb homered in the sixth and the eighth, each of them solo shots. And Colin Price got his first RBI as a Space Cowboy with the double that scored Bryce Matthews back in the seventh. Meanwhile, Sugarland has gotten great pitching tonight by the combination of Colton Gordon, Jaden Murray, and Nick Hernandez. We'll find out who Sugarland might turn to in the ninth inning. There's always the outside chance that they just let Hernandez throw another inning, but instead it looks like Miguel Castro is getting loose for the Space Cowboys. So non-save situation, and certainly Sugarland starting this inning with a man on base is hoping that maybe they can add on to this advantage here and try and come away with a win in game number three of this series. Hernandez, for being a veteran reliever, he's throwing a lot of warm-up pitches here. I think a home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews, just said, okay, that's it. You get one more, and then you're good to go. And now Hernandez realizes, you know what I don't have? A pitch calm. And so I'm going to need that. So he wanders over towards the third base dugout that houses Durham. And actually, ball boy brings him out some water. Wow. That's service right there. Again, whenever you're called into service, though, because you are just getting warm from sitting out in the bullpen and not realizing that you were going to throw, special exceptions are made, and understandably so. So with that, it'll be Sacco at first. And Colin Price will be the batter against Jonathan Hernandez, who the Space Cowboys have seen plenty of in his time when he was with the Round Rock Express and even last season a little bit when he was with the Tacoma Rainiers. Right-hander ready. Here's the first pitch. And Price fouls it right off the ground in front of him for strike number one. Price popped out to left in the third, struck out in the fifth, and then hit that ringing double off the right center field wall back in the seventh. The hold on the 0-1. Taking a little in for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. One-one. And that is in there. Over for an inner edge strike. For Hernandez, this is now his 15th career appearance against the Space Cowboys. 0-2 lifetime in 13 prior appearances. Gets a swing and a miss here. Dive back in safely by Sacco. And actually, on appeal, our first base umpire, Tyler Jones, said that Price did not swing. He held up. And so the count has run even at 2-2 now. Even though he's 0-2, Hernandez does have a lifetime 2.3 ERA against Sugarland. 2-2 way in, and the count has gone full now to Price. 8 walks to 22 strikeouts in 15 and two-thirds innings against the Space Cowboys for Jonathan Hernandez. He was called on back on Tuesday night as the payoff. Price takes off the plate, ball 4, but a challenge comes from Piper. And we're going to look to see if this was a ball or a strike. And on appeal, it was a ball off the plate. So Durham loses their first challenge of the night. And Price is on base for a second time. That allows Sacco to move down to second. Chickenland is the first two men on for Jesus Bastidas. Now, Hernandez came in back on Tuesday night to face off against Bastidas with the bases loaded. He got him to strike out on 3 pitches, 1 looking and then 2 swinging. So a chance at redemption here for Bastidas. Hernandez deals home, and Bastidas drives it deep into center. Heading back is Peters. He is at the wall, but it is over the fence, and it is gone. A 3-run blast for Jesus Bastidas, his second of the year, and the 3rd homer of the night for Sugarland. And the Space Cowboys have broken it open here in the 9th inning. They lead it 7-0. First multi-homer, multi-run homer of the season for a Space Cowboys batter. And Bastidas took it to the left of center, 392 feet out of here and into the greenery just to the left of center. That's Kennedy Corona, and he takes down low for a ball. So Bastidas, who got beat by Hernandez the other night, does not miss here. And Sugarland, who again had been held to 2 total hits in each of their first 2 games, as the offer is down low for a ball, it's 2-0. Now has 8 on the night, and 6 of them have gone for extra bases. They have broken out in a big way this evening to support Colton Gordon. Next offer on the way, and that's fouled off over near Arwell. Hits off a speaker and comes down to Misael Tamarez, who now will lob it back into the crowd. Tamarez is guarding the bullpen. That's in the field of play, making sure that nothing's going to happen to Cesar Salazar, who's in the bullpen today. Strike call, belt high to Corona. And the count has gone even at 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Corona walked his last time up. He's 0-for-3 otherwise. 7-0 Space Cowboys in the ninth. And the offer. And a busted bat. Slow bouncer out to second. Collected by Montez. Fires to first in time. The barrel of that bat ended up over towards the third base side of the mound. But Hernandez managed to dodge it, and that is out number 1. So we'll see now. It looks like Castro is going to go ahead and keep warming up. So he'll throw the ninth regardless. First offer strike to Zach Short at 0-1. But the Space Cowboys, after going scoreless to the first 4, have scored in each of the last 5 innings, including 3 here in this ninth. Pitch on the way, and Short fouls it back. And it goes to 0-2. Rest of our check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Of course, the Astros opening day today for the Minnesota Twins at their ballpark at Target Field, and the Astros played spoiler today against the Twins, getting a 5-2 win. The 0-2 delivery. Short watches the skim in, and it's 1-2. Hunter Brown gets the win, his first of the season for the Astros, as he goes 6 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits, didn't walk a batter and struck out eight. Astros did not walk a batter today against Minnesota. And the bullpen threw up zeros. Short swings, and it gets away from the catcher, Piper, but it ends up careening around his feet. He finds it and throws the first to complete the strikeout.
First baseman, number 10, Shea Whitcomb.
So it brings up Shea Whitcomb, who has homered in each of his last two times up. Well, Shea in his career has never had a three-home run game. Again, he's had 9 two-homer games in the minor leagues. Pinch on the way. And Whitcomb takes a little low and out with a fastball at 98. It is 1-0. Last three-homer game in Space Cowboys history was Joey Loper Fido in Albuquerque last year. The 1-0. And Whitcomb, swinging for the fences, whiffs over a slider. The hold and the 1-1 inside. And so the count now, 2-1 to Shea. So a nice night tonight for Whitcomb to help build on to the Space Cowboys lead. The 2-1 down in the dirt. And the count has gone to 3-1. And sometimes all it takes is just that one moment to try and lock things in. Last year for Whitcomb, it was a grand slam that he hit in the ninth inning against Round Rock in game three. The 3-1. That is at the top of the zone for a called strike. And it was the first home run. Space Cowboys still ended up losing that game. But you felt like that was the start of the really good run for Whitcomb, who, remember, then went on a 44-game on base streak. Waits here, and the payoff from Hernandez comes home, and Whitcomb pops it in the air to shallow center. Racing on is Peters. He gets to the spot, and he collects it for the out. But the Space Cowboys add on three more on the three-run homer by Jesus Bastidas. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Sugarland 7 and Durham nothing on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Last of the ninth inning, Space Cowboys leading Durham 7-0, and Sugarland will turn to the right-hander Miguel Castro to try and finish it off here in the ninth inning. He will get 8-9-1, Piper, Baker, and Montez, the three scheduled to hit for the Durham Bulls. Last time that Castro was on the mound was on Tuesday night when he locked down his first save of the year. First offer to Piper, and a slider misses a little outside. It's One ball and no strikes. Of course, the Space Cowboys, their hierarchy on their bullpen is kind of broken up right now. As the offer, Castro deals in a strike with a sinker at 95. Figure Castro is probably going to be the Space Cowboys' primary pick to be their closer, but he already got up and started warming as the 1-1. Breaking ball is hit a mile in the air down the left field line towards the corner. Sacco is chasing it, and he overruns it, and it lands in foul territory. That was a mile-high fly ball that was going to be foul. Sacco had to go a long way to get there, and he nearly made the catch. But instead, it is just strike number two to Piper. It would have been a really good catch for any left fielder to make, much less Sacco, who is in his fourth game out of the left field. And the good news is no harm, no foul. As Castro makes sure that everybody is set again. Outfield and infield are ready. And now a pitch clock violation was about to happen, and so Colin Price is going to come out and just whisper the pitch to avoid the pitch timer violation and let Castro know what they should do. First mound visit of the night for the Space Cowboys. Their pitching staff has been brilliant again this evening. The 1-2 in the air, that's straightened out in the left field towards the bull and up onto the DeFacto road sign and gone. Kenny Piper gets his first home run of the season, and the Space Cowboys are denied a chance at a second shutout in three games tonight. Durham's on the board, 7-1 though in favor of Sugarland here in the bottom of the ninth. Well, Piper nearly hit that slider inside of the left field line. This time he got a changeup that was really middle for Castro, and he did not miss it. So now it's Drew Baker from the right side as Castro delivers. And that is fouled back for a strike. It's 0-1. Sugarland threw a shutout in their fourth game of the season. That was obviously back on Tuesday night. It took Sugarland until their seventh game in 2024 to throw a shutout. 0-1, slow bouncer. Castro's got it on one hop. Jogs, lobs to first, into the mid of Whitcomb for out number one. I'll turn the lineup back over to Coco Montez. But Sugarland had plenty of games like this last season where they had a shutout going to the eighth or the ninth inning, and then they just gave up a run late to lose it. Space Cowboys still ended up throwing five shutouts last year en route to a Triple-A championship. He's down on the dirt with a slider for ball one. By the way, for the Bulls, that home run for Piper is the first hit for Durham since back in the third inning, and it's only their third hit of the game. 1-0. Taken for a strike, 95 at the bottom of the zone for a sinker, and it's even at 1-1. Well, now that home run by Bastidas just amplified, because instead of this being a three-run game, it's still a six-run game. Next offer is bounced foul, third base side. Still takes nothing away from the great outing that Sugarland got. Once again, Colton Gordon goes 5 1/3 shutout tonight and is in line to get his first victory of the year, and for the Space Cowboys to improve to 2-0 in games that he starts. The 1-2, taken downstairs with a slider. Space Cowboys starting pitching has been excellent so far this year. The 2-2, swing and a miss. He got him out in front of a slider. And Durham is down to their last out. It's Eloy Jimenez. Last chance. Space Cowboys starters ERA, albeit in a small sample size, but coming into tonight was a 3.43 ERA, and that included the Major League Rehab appearance by Lance McCullers Jr. First offer to Jimenez, he swings and fouls it back for strike number one. 7-1 Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sugarland Bats have come alive tonight for 6 extra base hits. The next pitch down low. It's even at 1-1 now to Jimenez. Right-hander Miguel Castro trying to finish off the Space Cowboys victory that would get Sugarland back to an even 500. The 1-1. Wave and a miss on a really good changeup, and it's now 1-2. Castro, 6'7" right-hander. Dreads pulled together, but draped down in between the 5 and the 0 on the back of his gray jersey top. Sets chest high, and the 1-2. Tapped foul. Jimenez barely stays alive. Stay at 1-2 now. Series continues tomorrow. Space Cowboys will have the right-hander Aaron Brown on the mound. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Logan Workman for Durham. Another 1-2 pitch. Low and out with a slider. So even a 2-2 now to Jimenez with Bob Seymour waiting on deck. 7-1 Space Cowboys leading it. As the right-hander Castro, the 2-2 pitch. In there, strike 3 called. Ball game. And the Space Cowboys get an offensive explosion to back a great pitching performance tonight as they take down the Durham Bulls by a final score of 7-1. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Take you back to this one and get you all set for tomorrow night. Sugarland, 7-1 winners this evening. Postgame show next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Welcome into the postgame show as the Sugarland Space Cowboys take down the Durham Bulls tonight by a final score of 7-1. Garrett Green with you here in Durham, and let's look back through this game. And it was a pitcher's duel early on. The Space Cowboys had the first 6 men in a row retired by the lefty Ian Seymour for Durham. Meanwhile, for Sugarland, Colton Gordon had a man reach on an error in the first, promptly got a 6-4-3 double play. And after Bob Seymour lobbed a single into right, Gordon got a strikeout of Carson Williams to end the first. He then went 1-2-3 in the second, including a couple of punch-outs. Space Cowboys got their first hit of the game in the third. Tommy Sacco Jr. doubled over the third base bag, but no one was able to bring him home. Gordon then got an outfield assist from Tommy Sacco Jr. as Kenny Piper hit a ball off the left field wall but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. And then Gordon, after walking a batter in the fourth, got a line out into a double play from Bob Seymour and struck out Carson Williams. Space Cowboys would give their starters some support in the fifth inning whenever Luis Guillorme singled And Bryce Matthews tripled off the right field wall to bring in the first run of the game. Gordon then went 1-2-3 in the fifth, and in the sixth, it was Shea Whitcomb hitting a one-out homer, his first home run of the season, to make it 2-0. Gordon returned for the bottom of the sixth inning. He got Kenny Piper to fly out, but then walked Drew Baker. In came Jaden Murray, and he threw one pitch and got two outs. Coco Montez hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Space Cowboys continued to build the picket fence in the seventh. Bryce Matthews was hit by a pitch to start the frame, stole second, and then scored on a double off the right center field wall by Colin Price to make it 3-0. Murray then went 1-2-3 in the seventh, and in the eighth, Shea Whitcomb hit a leadoff home run, his ninth career multi-homer game. That made it 4-0 in favor of the Space Cowboys. Nick Hernandez was tasked with the eighth. He went 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts. And then in the ninth, Tommy Sacco Jr. hit a first pitch ball right back to the new hurler, Michael Flynn, but it went off of his arm. And Flynn threw a couple of warm-up tosses, couldn't get him in the zone. And so as a result, he came out of the ballgame. In came the right-hander, Jonathan Hernandez. He walked Colin Price. And then Jesus Bastidas, first pitch swinging, hits a three-run homer. That made it 7-0. Miguel Castro came on for the ninth. Spoiled an opportunity to throw a shutout tonight. He allows a solo homer to Kenny Piper, but it was one of just three hits allowed tonight by Sugarland as Castro got a ground out by Baker and then struck out the last two batters to lock down the game for Sugarland and give them the win by a final score of 7-1. Before we get into the final totals for tonight's game, let's go ahead and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll start in the Pacific Coast League, where they are in the middle of the fourth inning at Dell Diamond. And the Round Rock Express have a 2-0 lead over the Toledo Mud Hens. They're playing an interleague game there as well. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma City at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark, it's the El Paso Chihuahuas 2 and the Comets nothing. They're just getting underway in the top of the first inning between Reno and Tacoma. That game is being played at Greater Nevada Field. They had a day game today in Albuquerque, and much more normal scoring as the Salt Lake Bees get a 5-3 victory over the Albuquerque Isotopes. Remember, last night, Albuquerque got a 17-2 win. And back on Tuesday night, Salt Lake got a 15-2 win. That's also particularly wild because, as we know, day games can be rather fraught at Albuquerque. The ball has a propensity to fly. That was not the case today. A normal-sounding 5-3 game at Isotopes Park. Meanwhile, they'll get going here in about a half hour at Las Vegas Ballpark as Las Vegas hosts Sacramento. Las Vegas 4-1 on the season. Sacramento 2-3. On the Major League side of things, Astros 5-2 winners today over the Minnesota Twins. Hunter Brown ends up getting the victory today as he turns in a quality outing for the Astros, going six innings. He gives up just two runs, does not walk a batter. Astros did not issue a walk today as Brown goes six frames, five hits, two runs, and eight punchouts. Brian King, looks like Joe Espada is doing about what Mickey Story did last year and trusting King as his seventh inning guy. King gets his second hold of the year as he throws a 1-2-3 seventh. He needed just six pitches to do it. Brian Abreu gets his third hold as he strikes out a couple. And Josh Hader collects his third save of the year as he goes 1-2-3 in the ninth. Jeremy Pena hits his second home run of the season. Brendan Rodgers drove in a couple with a two RBI single. And then Rodgers doubled in the last run of the game in the top of the sixth. So nice to see Brendan Rodgers swinging the bat nicely as well. And Christian Walker also hit his first home run as an Astro today. Astros have a scheduled day off tomorrow against the Twins before they are back in action on Saturday. Spencer Arrighetti will take the mound against Bailey Ober in that game. That's going to be a 1:10 Central Time first pitch, but that's not until Saturday. And a reminder that coming up tomorrow night is whenever the other minor league affiliates start. The Corpus Christi Hooks, the Asheville Tourists, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will all start their season tomorrow night. All right, final numbers from our game this evening. For the Sugarland Space Cowboys, 7 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error and left 5 men on base. For the Durham Bulls tonight, just 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. Durham left one man on base this evening, and they did not have a man reach scoring position tonight against Space Cowboys pitching. Winning pitcher tonight is Colton Gordon. He improves to 1-0 on the year. The loss tonight goes to Ian Seymour. He drops to 1-1. Hold tonight to Jaden Murray. It was his first of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,118, some of them four-legged furry friends, on what started off as a 83-degree, partly cloudy night here in Durham. With the win, the Space Cowboys are now 3-3. With a loss, Durham is also 3-3, but the Space Cowboys have a 2-1 series lead as we head into the weekend. Next up, it's another 5:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park tomorrow night. Space Cowboys will throw the right-hander Aaron Brown, making his second appearance of the year. Meanwhile, for Durham, they'll turn to the right-hander Logan Workman. With a big thanks to everybody who made our broadcast possible tonight, but the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Thursday evening, whether you're with us for an out-inning or the entirety of tonight's contest. We're so thrilled that you made Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for our entire broadcast crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here in Durham. Your final score, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 7, the Durham Bulls 1. Back at it again tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Until then, good night from Tobacco Road.